The Senate takes up redistricting.
This is clearly a Republican gerrymander. This is also very clearly a power grab.
That's Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. The Wisconsin Constitution requires the legislature to adjust legislative and congressional district boundaries according to the change in population following the federal census every decade. McCabe says if only it were that simple.
If you drew the lines that just adjust for population changes without deliberately trying to create Democratic or Republican districts, what you'd end up with are a lot more toss-up districts that could go either way, and voters would really have an opportunity to decide whether they want to be represented by Democrats or Republicans.
McCabe cites the example of Racine's Senate district, which has repeatedly flipped over the years from Republican to Democrat, which he says is healthy. Instead, McCabe says, the Republicans want to draw lines that are to their advantage, making the districts lopsided.
This time around, it's the Republicans who are doing that. But I have no doubt the Democrats would do it, too, if they were in charge right now.
And that's why, he says, he's been promoting a bill that would take redistricting out of the hands of legislators and turn it over to a nonpartisan authority, such as the Government Accountability Board or the Legislative Reference Bureau. Democratic Senator Tim Cullen agrees, saying what the Republicans are doing amounts to an abuse of power. He fully realizes, though, it's too late for this legislative session, but he would like to have things in place by 2021. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.